Set to sentence a Florida man convicted of plotting to bomb a synagogue and Jewish school during Passover last year. A sentencing hearing scheduled today in Miami for 41-year-old James Medina. He had pleaded guilty to a federal religious hate crime, also attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning, everybody. 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning, gosh. Here it is, the 28th of November, less than a month away from Christmas. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. And nice skies today. Mostly sunny, a high around 60 degrees, overnight low in the 40s in town. It'll get a little frostier in the outlying areas. Next chance of rain on Friday, so a good week to get out and get your shopping before the weather settles it again. Currently at Reading Municipal Airport, 36 degrees. Meanwhile, in downtown Reading, we've got 40, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans out there. Give them a call, 365-3793. No reports of any holdups in traffic. Of course, a holdup in traffic in Reading is like 3 minutes. Except sometimes on 44 when crazy people run into each other.
Placer Road at 3 in the afternoon. Four in the afternoon.
Three, four, and five. I tell you what, try and go down Placer Road. I mean, you can back all the way up to the dog park, to Benton Airfield, easily. Down the hill there. Wow.
Bottleneck. And they're trying to address that.
Are we talking about traffic in Reading?
It happens.
A traffic
Cypress
problem?
At Hilltop has been known to be a little snug. Dana at Hilltop, yeah.
Okay. Hey, today Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California is going to give us an update of what happened this year and what's going to happen next year. If anybody knows, Supreme Court refused to hear Maryland saying is that certain types of semi-automatic weapons are illegal to have there in Maryland, which is interesting. When they don't hear the case, it just goes back to where it was. And so it says now a state can tell you. Well, that's a bad thing because it tells you the state can tell you what kind of weapons you can own, which means if you live in a state like Montana, they don't care because, you know, law-abiding citizens get to carry any type of weapon they want. You go into California, trust me. They're going to outlaw semi-automatic weapons. Watch them. It's going to happen.
The grab.
Everybody was watching that case, I believe. But we're going to talk to Sam Paredes about that today. Other things. Hey, today is Giving Tuesday. Today's Giving Tuesday. So this is where, you know, if you go to this website, and I put it on our... when I signed in this morning, it's northstategiving.org. If you go to northstategiving.org and then you say donate now.
Now you have North State Gives on the the chat room site. So I should try which
North one. State Gives. That's okay. That's what I wrote. I said giving. I didn't mean that. I wrote it down. I just said it wrong. northstategives.org. If you go there and then you say donate now, it outlines every organization that you can give to. Of course, I would like to bring up certain ones, like Project Healing Waters that helps disabled veterans. You kind of, I don't know, maybe transition back or puts them into, they share, they have something to share. In this case, it's fly fishing.
Through the miracle of modern technology, I've now inserted a hot link into the chat room that all they have to do is
click on it.
Yeah.
There you go. Frontier Senior Center, because if I didn't mention that, Trish would hurt me when she comes in Thursday. Of course, the Nick Dahl Memorial Fund, which helps those veterans that don't have housing. See, Camp Hope.
They do a lot of neat stuff behind the scenes.
You know, in Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay has a lot of things it does, too. So, I mean, there's so many on there. I'm just hitting the ones that we have, you know, that we've supported in the past on these. So, you know, of course, you've got One Safe Place and Good News Rescue Mission. I'm just, there's hundreds more on there. The Asroptimus Club, it does a lot for women and young women here in town. Anyway, but go to that. North State Gives. Just plink on that on our hyperlink there. You can go in and give. It's from
now
$10.
Target your donation.
You
right?
can target your donation.
Not like the United Way thing.
No. You can target your donation, or you can just say, hey, here's $100,000. That's all you can give, by the way. That is the max, is $100,000.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Hey, Jeff Bezos. You know, Jeff Bezos is now, amazingly rich.
I guess he's Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess over Cyber Friday or Cyber Monday and all the other shopping.
100 billion or something.
Oh, yeah. But how much did he make? 100 billion?
Something. Yeah, that's what he's worth now, I think. I don't have to look that up.
When he gets up to a trillion, we're going to have to declare him his own country. Reading City Council, Chambers, tomorrow, 5 p.m. Safety concerns and progress since the last meeting in July. A lot of things have been happening. We'll have to see what the progress is. I think Chief Moore is going to give his take on this since he's come in. As you know, there's been a lot of high-profile things that have happened, taking down shopping carts, raiding camps. I shouldn't say that. Raiding is not the right word. You're going to these illegal camps and having them move. They're confiscating stuff that doesn't belong to them, like the carts, and taking those back. They're pushing out on the streets, even though that the other day, I mean, we still have our crazy people come in here and yell at the windows. We're not sure why they yell at windows unless they're seeing themselves. I wonder if that's it. They see themselves and they start yelling at each other.
Kind of like when the cat gets, or
yeah,
the dog gets.
They get into this crazy fight with themselves because there's a crazy person screaming at them, so they're screaming back, and it's just weird.
Chicken pecking at the
People laying on the sidewalk. We had one of those last week. The week before.
How?
Laying there. I just wasn't sure if he was alive.
How about the citizens apprehending the guy who had just gotten out of jail? He was on 2-3 different kinds of probation. Snatched a woman's purse, and the citizens hunted. Her phone was in the purse, and she tracked it.
She tracked the purse. I just saw that.
Yeah.
And so they captured him.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? But you get these other guys. That one guy that stole the car, just got out of jail. I mean, like in August, after being in jail for 4 or 5 years, and, you know, he comes out. Another great example of the state of California taking care of you.
Yeah. Officials, take note. People have had enough. And we're tired of sitting around going, well, let the police take care of it. Because, God bless them, they're trying, but they're not.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. Is one of the things you're going to talk about tomorrow. Because there's supposed to be county officials there at the Reading City Council Chambers tomorrow at 5 p.m. Safety concerns and progress. Supposed to be the county officials that are going to tell you about the jail. Well, it's been 5 or 6 years. And what has the county officials, what have they done? What have they done to expand? What have they done to expand jail sizes? Well, we're sending people out to other jails. Okay, and then you make a big announcement that, oh, we're going to take $500,000 to do that. Well, I mean, you couldn't have done that 5 years ago and just kept doing that? And is there a plan? Is there a plan to house more people? And if there is, what is it? I mean, there's been 5 or 6, I mean, hell, it's been 6 years since all this stuff started. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We got Sam Paredes on the line, and we'll come back right after that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, Cornerstone Community Bank offers you those services that, you know, that can help move your dreams forward. But they're your friends, your family are out there at Cornerstone Bank. They're making sure you have great service. They're making sure that they meet the highest level of customer service that you will come to expect from every bank, all at Cornerstone Community Bank. They're late, of course, their newest branch is at 1845 California Street, right downtown, right south of Jack's. And if you don't know where Jack's is, obviously you don't live in Redding. Cornerstone Community Bank, moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes of Gun Owners of California.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, December 7th in Elements Lounge from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me with a special Christmas show featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Joe Larson on trombone, Blue White on sax, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, 6:30 to 8:30, Thursday, December 7th. Let's celebrate this holiday season in Bluebird style.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Let's go! Aye, oh, let's go! Aye, oh, let's go! Aye, oh, let's go!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 36 degrees in various parts of Reading, 40 degrees in others. Any way you look at it, it is still chilly, going up to 60 today. Weather reports brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, on the line is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. And Sam, did you see the Supreme Court's decision on Maryland and assault weapons, quote, assault weapons?
Yes, we were disappointed that they did not take the case. But that doesn't mean that they are turning their back on the Second Amendment like a lot of people are talking about. I believe that the Supreme Court is being very careful about which case they take in order to you know, they still have to rule on the basis of that particular case, like they did in Heller. In Heller, the case was about being able to have guns fully accessible in your home for protection, and then they used that to expand on the Second Amendment and to declare it an individual right. And then in McDonald, what they decided was that right could not be infringed upon by state and local governments. But that was also an ownership lawsuit. The one in Maryland, I think what the court is trying to do is say, okay, let's get a good, clean case that we can easily decide the issue, and then we further define what the Second Amendment means. There are too many good, great justices on the Supreme Court to think that they're just going to ignore the Second Amendment from now on. So, yes, it is disappointing, but it ain't over yet.
Okay. Well, good. That's a good answer to that. I hope that's what they're thinking of, you know, because, you know, if that's the case, every state that wants to ban semi-automatic rifles will now do that.
Yeah, and I don't believe that the Supreme Court wants that to happen, because it is in every state. It would be the district court that Maryland is in, but it doesn't apply to the Fifth or some of the other, the Seventh, some of the other district appellate court districts that have ruled the other way. So that's why the court ultimately is going to have to take this case, because that ruling does not affect any other appellate district except that in which Maryland lives.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Because when, if you look at it like that, if it's just in that one area, because then people in Virginia or West Virginia can have the semi-automatic weapons if they want.
That's correct. That's correct.
I don't know where they're going, and maybe you can explain it to us, Sam. I mean, you've been living this for years, for as long as I've known you, for the last decade. Is there any rhyme or reason to what Sacramento and the Democrats are thinking?
Well, there is, and it's kind of an ugly fact, Carl, and it's difficult for people to believe, but those folks who are running Sacramento don't truly, really care about what the Bill of Rights says and the Constitution says. They only care about what they think is right and what they can make the Bill of Rights and the Constitution mean through their own tortured justification. Carl, these people are so power-oriented. They want to shape society in California to match their warped perspective. They've achieved the power that they need to steer California in the direction that they want to go in, and that's what they're doing. They no more believe that people have the right to own guns under any circumstances. Heck, if they had their way, I think they would disarm the police, because I think they distrust the police as much as they distrust law-abiding citizens. And Carl, on the one hand, they're making it much more difficult for you and me, all of us law-abiding citizens, to own and use guns. On the other hand, they are letting people out of prison who have committed crimes, violent crimes, with guns. People that should be in prison, they are allowing the system to reduce their sentences and to not charge them with long-term sentences when they commit crimes, which means they're putting these people back out on the streets. How in the world does that make sense? I cannot explain that except to think that these people do not believe anything the same as us. That's all you can surmise, and knowing that gives you a perspective on how you have to work.
Well, you know, and I guess that gets down to it. I mean, you know, you look at 109 and then 47 and 57, and they keep reducing, they keep reducing sentences. They're turning people loose. Crime is going up throughout California. And now we're a sanctuary state that just approved marijuana. I know people that are leaving here as soon as they can because it's enough. I mean, you can't replace the people that are leaving by the people coming in because it's a marijuana culture with, in a sanctuary state. I don't understand what they're thinking up there. But then again, it's the people of California that voted for the marijuana, but it's the people, and it's the people of California that gives a 2/3 majority to the Democrats. Is there something the Democrats, is it going to be this gas tax that's going to turn people and finally say, you know what, that's enough. We need to get somebody in there that wants to save us some money.
No, you're absolutely right, Carl, but you see, we have always been fighting those on the conservative side, a defensive battle, fighting one fight, one attack as they come up. The radicals, they're not even just liberals, Carl, they're radicals. They have been working for years to change the system and to stack the deck in their favor. You know, think of it this way. The more illegal aliens, undocumented people who come into California and move into urban areas, the more people the census counts, which means there are fewer people who are actually eligible to vote, which means that it takes less investment and work on your part to get those people in your party to vote for you. And it's a numbers game, and they're working the numbers. Yes, all Senate districts and all assembly districts in California have about the same number of people living in them, but the number of actual people eligible to vote in most of our urban areas is far lower than it is in more suburban and urban areas where we live. So they're able to achieve power with a whole lot less effort and a whole lot less money. They're truly mechanics at gaining power, and they've been working at it for years and years. We have to change our perspective and dedicate the next several years to fighting back and pushing back. And if we don't, they're gonna continue to move forward, Carl. Well, you're right. Good people are leaving California in spades. Who can blame them?
Well, you know, you have, they've got 2/3 majority. If we can, you know, if the Republicans, or, and I'm not even saying we anymore, because I'm kind of concerned about the Republican Party at times. But if they can.
With good reason.
Yeah, with good reason. If you chip away at that 2/3, at least they can control part of it. You know, if they can get that away, so that at least they have to talk to the other side, that, you know, maybe actually make a deal. But of course, that could be just wishful thinking. Okay, hey, you know, Sam, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, can you give us a recap of what's happened this year to further eliminate rights that we had, and what you think is coming next year? Maybe when people hear these things, they're going to start moving, you know, in a direction that says, you know, we have Brian Daly, so we know, you know, he's going to vote for the Second Amendment. But maybe we need to figure out is where we need to put money into, from up here, into really close races that can make a big difference.
Roger that.
Anyway, okay, here we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street. If you're looking for the place to work out, Bob's, except for the one reclining bicycle in there that Bob has named, what, Sophia?
Stella!
Stella, and he's there on it all the time. A unique saltwater pool facility, Boheme Spa, it has it all down there at Wellgate Sports Club. It's clean. The people are very professional, very friendly. Head on down there. Stop by. Tell them Carl, Linda, and Bob
or Bob sent you, and get a free workout. See what it's really like down there at the Wellgate Sports Club. 1740 Eureka Way. All right, we'll be right back with Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got, but we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Whip it. Pretty soon, the only thing you'll be able to carry in California is a whip, and a short whip at that. Welcome back, everybody, to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460, downtown Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Christmas is coming up. A lot of great presents in there. That walk-in humidor with the finest cigar selection you're going to find in Northern California, right there at Tobacco and Brew. Great customer service, newly refurnished, remodeled in there, Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Hey, I'm here with Executive Director of Gun Owners of California, Sam Paredes. You know, Sam, I almost hesitate to have you give us a synopsis of what happened this year because I can only take so much, you know. should I take a shot or something here before you start? So I'm just, you know, I'm still sitting upright.
Yeah, you maybe you ought to be over at Tobacco and Brew this morning.
Having a cigar and a cup of Java. Yeah.
To be able to withstand this.
Yeah, well, you know what? I used to go down there and ride my Harley, go down there and do that, but then I got a job. You know, used to. No. I mean, I came back when I came back from Iraq. I wasn't doing anything. I'd ride my Harley, hang out with Compton and the Indian and all these guys. We'd go down there. We'd have our coffee in the morning, have a cigar, and watch the world go by, and then we all went to work. It was kind of
Well, the world is chasing us, and we have to stop and grab hold of it, but. Let's talk about what happened this year. Several bills passed the legislature. The governor signed, including a bill that makes it illegal to open carry a firearm in any unincorporated area of the state. So the state of California banned open carry of handguns. Then they banned the open carry of long guns. But when they did that, they only banned it in incorporated areas and still said it's okay for people to open carry their long guns in unincorporated areas, in rural counties, in unincorporated areas of the state. And they came back because some rocket scientists down in Los Angeles said, well, we've got these communities inside the city of Los Angeles that are these islands that are unincorporated, like Compton and East Los Angeles. They're not a part of the city, and people can legally open carry long guns there, and the police would be so confused. So we need to totally ban open carry, even in unincorporated areas. But we're going to be nice to the people. We're going to give the Board of Supervisors the ability to allow people to open carry if they pass a county ordinance allowing them to do so in the unincorporated areas of the county. So it's an opt-in sort of a law, which we opposed because there have been no incidences of problems with open carriers in any unincorporated areas throughout the state. These are people, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, and that's why they passed this bill, and the legislature thought, oh, this is a good idea, and the governor signed it. So, and then we have another bill that says
Sam, yes. let me break in here for a second. Now, Was there exceptions to this? Like if you're hunting or something like that?
Correct.
Okay, so there's an exception. I just want people to know if you're hunting out there, you can still openly carry a rifle or a shotgun. And if it's on private land?
That is correct.
Okay, if it's on private land, even if it's in the unincorporated area. But essentially what they're saying, if you're a farmer, and it's just confusing. If you're hunting, you're okay, but if you're not hunting, you can't carry your gun or out there if you're hiking, I guess. If you're just hiking.
Well, actually, it is very confusing, and that's one of the problems with this. And we will continue to let people know what it is that these knuckleheads are going to go after. But in Shasta County, you have a good Board of Supervisors. They should pass an ordinance after January 1st of next year saying in the unincorporated areas of the county, you are free to open carry just like you have forever. We've got a great sheriff up here, Tom Basenko, who has got things under control. He lawbreakers get nabbed, and those who don't break the law are given a have a great day, and that's the way it should be. But it's going to take an act of the Board of Supervisors in order to reinstitute that. The next bill, Carl, 2 years ago I was on the show with you, and we talked about the banning of CCWs on school campuses.
Yep.
That Senator Lois Wolk sponsored SB 707 to ban concealed carry holders, permit holders, from carrying on campus. And we opposed the bill because never has a crime been committed by a CCW holder on a campus in the state of California since 1928, when CCWs were established in the state of California. So, but what she did is she said, we're going to give the school administrators the right and responsibility to allow people to carry on their campuses as they see fit, because they are the ones who have the kids' best interest at heart. Okay, so that provision was there. and up in Shasta County, and actually in out of over 1,000 school districts in the state of California, 5 school districts allowed certain people to carry on school campuses if they had a CCW, including the Anderson School District, which was very brave, and led the way, and then a Kern County school district and Folsom Cordova School District in Sacramento County, they had provisions to allow people to carry. Well, Assemblyman McCarty of Sacramento took great offense that out of over 1,000 school districts, 5 of them chose to allow people with CCWs to carry on campus. So he sponsored a bill that stripped even the administrators the authority to allow anybody with a CCW to carry on campus. And so the governor thought this was a good thing, and he signed it. Now, no one can give anybody who is a non-LEO, non-law enforcement officer, the right or the ability, the privilege to carry a concealed firearm with a permit on any school campus. That means when you're dropping the kids off and you pull into that drop-off driveway to drop the kids off, you are on school campus. If you are concealed carrying, you will be breaking the law. If you are on any property that is controlled by a school and you are carrying with your CCW, you will be breaking the law. And that is just an absolute mind-boggling travesty.
Well, they don't understand. They don't care. You know. And then we have Tehama up here in Tehama County, and the what am I looking for here? With the shooter that came out there, that was heading for the school. The people at the school were so. I mean, they heard it. They didn't wait. They just shut down everything. But here's a guy that walked up was walking around the school. Armed shooting at the school, and nothing could be done. There is a why the state, if they really wanted to protect people, why they don't come up with a bill that says we will fund a security officer, an armed security officer at every school.
Well, you're again, Carl, as we started we opened the show, we're talking
idiots.
About common sense issues that they have absolutely no desire to go down. They don't like guns. They don't like police with guns. They don't like security officer with guns. They don't believe that, you know, they believe that people who go crazy and use guns to commit crimes, it's not their fault. If the guns weren't there, they wouldn't go crazy and they wouldn't commit their crimes. That is what they believe, Carl.
Oh, that's what they're working for, is total confiscation.
To
yeah, they're going for total confiscation. I mean, that's where it is. They're going to go for a big buyback. They want to take all the semi-automatic weapons, and then they're going to say it's going to take generations, but we will wean Americans in California off guns. And
that's right.
But the thing about it is that the ones that you've got left aren't maybe the ones you want to have, you know, in California. Okay, all right. So okay, we had that. What's the one on the ammo? That's the one that really bothers me. Is that one really going to happen or not?
That is something that had already passed. Let me cover the last two bills.
All right.
SB 620. This is the bill where the law presently says if you use a gun in the commission of a violent crime, you have a determined sentence. No judge can give you any leniency. You have to go to prison for a long time. Well, they passed a bill that said, well, you know, it's an injustice to send people away to prison for a long time when they've been convicted of using a gun in a violent felony. So they stripped that from the law, and they will now allow judges to give reduced sentences, which in fact gives them the ability to not sentence somebody at all. And if they give somebody a reduced sentence, that means those people are going to be back out in on the streets. And we know for a fact that most crimes are committed by people who have been in prison, but they weren't there long enough. So this guarantees that you're going to have more criminals back on the street.
And if I remember right, the guy says, well, you know what, this is based on this young man who was just in the car in a drive-by shooting. And because the shooting killed somebody, he was also, as a member, because he was in the car, he was a gangbanger, but he didn't have a gun. Well, here's my thoughts on that. If he knew he was going to go to jail because, you know, because somebody else in the car was shooting at people, I wouldn't be in the car, or I'd try to stop that. So as far as I'm concerned, you are an accessory, and guess what? It's just like if somebody's murdered in a crime, you are guilty of murder. Whether it's the guy that's robbing you or the guy being robbed. So, again, they are speaking with forked tongue down in Sacramento.
You know, Sheriff Pasenko was leading the effort from the California State Sheriff's Association and particularly the constitutional pro-Second Amendment sheriffs, making just those arguments to the committee in writing so that it would be a part of the public record, and ultimately they just didn't care about what law enforcement thought on this issue.
No, of course not.
They just turned their noses at us and said no, it wasn't their fault. Somehow society is letting them down, and we have to give courts the flexibility to let, bottom line, they have to give courts flexibility to put violent people back out on the streets if they think that's the just thing to do from their perspective. And that's what they're doing, Carl.
Yeah.
The last bill was a bill that would have required all gun dealers to lock up all of their guns at night or put steel or concrete bollards out in front of their stores so that people couldn't break into the stores and steal guns. Frankly, the number of guns stolen from gun stores in the state of California is so small. We're talking 0.002% of all guns sold in California are stolen. Less than 1/200th of a percent are stolen. And they wanted to force gun dealers to do all kinds of stuff to protect their inventories. Well, we made the argument, and the governor saw the wisdom in the argument and vetoed this bill so gun dealers can protect their inventories as they see fit, which they're doing a good job at. So those are the bills that we had to deal with in the legislature this year. But more importantly, we've got three issues: large capacity magazines, semi-automatic guns, California assault weapons, and ammunition that we have to deal with. And there's a whole lot of
confusion. Well, you know, Sam, let me take a quick break right here and come back on those, and we'll finish up with those. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. You know, we're talking about how it's harder to buy a gun to protect yourself and more criminals being let loose. Then perhaps you need to give North State Security a call at 243-0295. If you want to have a company that's there in 8 minutes from the time you call. That's right. They've got a special program. Give them a call and ask them about this. I've got people in my store. I have people out in front. I need help. The police aren't going to be here. They can't make it here. Well, then it's time to call North State Security. They are the ones that take care of the football games. They're taking care of Cool April Nights, Colt 45, concerts, the Northern California, or up here in Redding, power plants. Anything. They are the people to call. Again, give them a call. 243-0295, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes.
December brings us together with traditions. Come join me, Linda Bott, with my jazz ensemble featuring Bruce Kalin on bass and Bernie Baker on guitar in the beautiful setting of View 202 this Sunday evening from 5:30 to 8.
Catch Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble this Sunday, December 3rd at View 202 on Hempstead Drive in Redding, overlooking the river. Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer?
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460. We're here with the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California, Sam Paredes, and in our last 10 minutes here, Sam's going to try to, try to make some sense out of these three bills that are that could have a severe impact on all gun owners in California, whether you're just a hunter, a target shooter, or whatever. There. Good morning, Sam. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Hey, Carl. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Let's go ahead and cover these three very important issues as quickly as we can. First, let's start with the huge victory. This is with regards to so-called large capacity magazines. That means any magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds. Under the law that was passed, SB 1446 and Prop 63. Under these laws, anybody who had one of those magazines by the end of this year was going to have to get rid of them, modify them, sell them to a licensed a large capacity magazine dealer, move them out of the state or turn them into the police or destroy them. And what they don't tell you, disassemble them. It was an option that you had. And they had to do that by January 1st of next year. Well, down in San Diego, a federal district judge, Roger Benitez, a district court judge, ruled that the law was wholly unconstitutional and a violation of the Second Amendment, and put a stay on the law, meaning that the law could not be put into effect. So everybody who has your magazines can hang on to them. You don't have to do anything, but you have to stay in tune with Gun Owners of California at our website in order to have the information on what the next step is, because the Attorney General Xavier Becerra has appealed this ruling to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The case has not been set. The judges have not been selected to hear the case, so the ruling from the district judge is in place until the Ninth Circuit deals with it. They're going to deal with it sooner or later. We don't know if it's going to be in 2 months or 2 years. So everybody needs to stay tuned and keep their continue to be armed and informed about what the law is, so that they don't break the law.
So we can still have our magazines, our high-capacity magazines. Okay.
Basically, you can still have them. You can still legally use them. Remember, if you have a large-capacity magazine that goes into a gun with a bullet button, do not put that in that gun with a bullet button, because you are converting it into a California assault weapon. If you have a licensed, registered California assault weapon on that special registration list, you are free to use those magazines. If you have pistols that have large capacity magazines that were originally with the guns and they were grandfathered in, you can legally use those magazines. But do not put a large capacity magazine into a gun that needs a bullet button, because you will be manufacturing a California assault weapon that's unregistered. So that's ammunition. Pretty clear?
Clear.
All right. Assault weapons and bullet buttons. Carl, the Department of Justice has this habit. The day before Thanksgiving, they issued their newest set of regulations on California assault weapons with definitions. working real hard to make sure we had heartburn as we ate our turkey, as we read over 50 pages of regulations that they issued the day before Thanksgiving, knowing full well that the media wouldn't cover it because it's Thanksgiving, and that people are focused on their families and their thanks and their meals and all of these things, and not on assault weapons regulations. But the legislature or the Department of Justice came to the legislature and said, hey, what you're making us do on assault weapons, we don't have time to do. We need an extension. So they got an extension. First of all, as of January 1st of this year, 2017, no new bullet button guns could be sold in the state of California because they were considered assault weapons. What the law said is that by the end of this year, everybody either had to register any of those guns they had with bullet buttons and go through a whole litany of things, sending in pictures, all kinds of stuff in order to register them as California assault weapons, or they would have to reconfigure them to the new California compliant using the bullet button revised or all of the new mechanisms that require you to open the action in order to make it a a removable magazine gun, or to make it a single shot, or remove your gas tube, do something like that. You had until the end of this year. Well, the Attorney General, the Department of Justice, got the legislature to push it to the deadline is July 1st of next year. So by June 30th of next year, you either have to register your bullet button gun as a California assault weapon, which means you can't sell it or will it away to somebody. You can move it out of the state if you're lucky. You can turn it into the police, you can destroy it, you can take it apart, but you can't give it away. When you die, it dies.
If I'm dead, I don't care. What are they going to do to me if I give it to my kids and they come in and they take it? Are they going to, dig me up?
No, they're not going to dig you up. They'll just charge your kids with a crime. And you see, that's how they
only if those kids live. Only if those kids are stupid enough to live in California. And I have not raised stupid kids. So anyway, okay. I'm sorry. I shouldn't get into it like
that's
that. Okay. What about this? Here's my okay. So I've got a gun that's got a bullet button on it. Okay. I go through all the rigmarole. I've now registered as an assault weapon. How about can I go back and say, hey, look, I've taken off the bullet button. I have now converted it back into a non-assault weapon. Well, that does that work?
There is a provision.
Good.
There is a provision in the existing law that they did not change that allows you to deregister a gun as a assault weapon. Let's say you put a Thorsten stock on it.
Yeah.
You put the bullet button 2 revision or turn it into a single shot. You can actually ask the Department of Justice to deregister the gun. But you can bet your sweet Bippy that they're going to pay special attention to that. And you might get a visit from a DOJ agent saying, let's see this gun that you deregistered and turned into a non-California assault weapon.
When it's time for my guns to be passed on another 30 or 40 years, California will be different, I'm sure, at that point.
Yes, sir. I guarantee it. I guarantee it's going to be different, and it's going to be different in a good way on the Second Amendment.
Okay.
Last issue.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we done?
We've got like 2 minutes.
Ammunition.
Yes.
Lawsuits are going to be filed on this issue. As of next year, you can no longer mail order. At the beginning of 2019, all your purchases will be registered with the Department of Justice, and they will keep a database as to who keeps ammunition. All you hand loaders out there, you're scot-free. You are totally unaffected by the ammunition laws. Gun dealers, ammo dealers are going to have to keep ammunition off the shelves, away from you to touch until they hand it to you to look at. That's the bottom line. If you need more information and details, go to the Gun Owners of California website at www.gunownersca.com so you can stay armed and informed, and we can obey the law. We may hate the laws, but we work to change the laws. We are the law-abiding. We are not the lawbreakers. Those are the people who work down under the dome. Carl, thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot. And, gosh, if I don't talk to you before then, I mean, I hope I do, but if I don't talk to you before then, have a great Christmas. Okay, buddy?
You too. And you know, I wish I could come up and hear Linda's concert at Wind River.
Oh, yeah.
But God bless you guys. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Wishes for a great Christmas and New Year's. And we're going to keep fighting, brother. You and me together. Your Sheriff Tom Bosenko and others like us are going to keep fighting to restore the Second Amendment in California.
Yeah, we're not going to give this up. It's too important.
Not at all.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
All right,
take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, just before we take a break here, just want to remind everybody, it is Giving Tuesday. And if you look at our website right here, if you go to northstategives.org and then hit donate now, you can see all the different North State 501s or charities that you can donate to, you know, Project Healing Waters, Haven Humane, Turtle Bay, of course, the Frontier Senior Center at Anderson. Take a look at it. It goes from $10 to $100,000. Now, mine will be somewhere in between. And by the way, you will get, you know, you get an official write-off for everything you give. It'll come to you in an email, but just read everything on that at northstategives.org. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
And Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta reading the news, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump goes hunting today, boat hunting on Capitol Hill. He'll seek to convince skeptical Senate Republicans to back the GOP tax bill. Republican Rob Portman of Ohio, a member of the Senate Finance Committee.
Well, I think about 90% of the Republicans have said they are supportive of it, in fact, strongly supportive. And then we've got some folks who are still looking at various aspects, but they all want to get to yes.
And Portman is confident that will happen.
Something this complicated, there are going to be differences, but I feel confident we'll come together.
He was on CBS this morning. One of President Trump's most outspoken critics will not be running for re-election.
Luis Gutierrez is calling it quits. The 13-term Democrat won't be seeking re-election to his Illinois House seat. Gutierrez is a leading member of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He has repeatedly clashed with President Trump, especially on issues like immigration. His seat is considered safe for Democrats.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. With a record low supply of houses for sale, home prices went through the roof in September, rising at the fastest clip in more than 3 years.
The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose 6.2% in September from a year earlier. In 13 of the 20 cities tracked by the index, yearly price gains in September were faster than in August. Home buyers are desperately bidding up prices because so few properties are available. And home builders aren't yet putting up enough new homes to reduce the supply crunch.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. American consumers were upbeat as the holiday season approached. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index is now at its highest level since way back in November of 2000. And stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up about 82 points, the NASDAQ ahead 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Facing corruption allegations for which he was being investigated, one of China's highest-ranking army officers believed to have committed suicide.
Before he was removed from his job on China's Central Military Commission, General Jiang Yang was a high flyer, even in China's bloated military ranks. But media reports now say he was under investigation for bribery. China's president, Xi Jinping, has engineered an overhaul of the military. Dozens of top generals have been sacked for corruption, and those loyal to Mr. Xi have been installed in their places.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Labor unrest at a huge South Korean automaker. Hyundai workers halting production on two assembly lines, protesting what they say is a unilateral move by the company to step up output. The South Korean company, part of the world's fifth largest auto group, says the disruption will be only temporary. News and analysis at townhall.com. Harassment allegations have cost Florida taxpayers big money over the past several decades.
Information released after a request by the Associated Press shows the state of Florida has paid out more than $11 million over the last 30 years to settle hundreds of cases of alleged sexual harassment or hostile work environment complaints. More than 300 cases have been filed since 1987. Amounts of settlements ranged from a $5,500 payment to a Florida State University student who alleged harassment from a superior to a $1.3 million payment to settle a class action lawsuit filed by nurses working at state prisons. Nearly 60% of the cases involved employees in the Florida Department of Corrections. I'm Mike Grossia.
Citing escalating violence in Baltimore, the city's homicide rate skyrocketing for a third straight year, Maryland's Carroll County schools have halted all school-related trips to the city. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, and Linda is on sabbatical. It's on Tuesday. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Of course, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. And what great presents they have for Christmas coming up. Yeah. Hey, Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Well, it looks like you can get out and do your shopping this week, Carl. You've got 60 degrees for the high today. That's going to hold through lower 60s throughout the week. We've got a chance of rain coming in on Friday and Saturday, but for the most part, we will see partly cloudy or mostly sunny skies, depending on your point of view. Right now in at the Reading Municipal Airport, we have 38 degrees, downtown Reading showing 42, and Shasta Lake remaining about 51 feet from the top of the dam. They're holding it right at about that level. Not a lot of headroom on Shasta Lake if we get a wet January, so... That's the news, and it is that is the weather, and it is, in fact, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, good people down there. Give them a call, 365-3793. And why would you even talk about Christmas shopping this week? I have 3 weeks. 3 weeks and 3 days to Christmas shop. And frankly, I shop like a guy, right? I go in, I drive in, get out of my truck. I walk in, I buy things, I walk out. I do not meander. I do not sachet. I don't do any of those things. I walk in a very manly way. I go up, I buy things, I walk back out. I pay somebody to wrap them for me, and then I put them under the tree.
It's the
Marine way. And you know what? On the 24th, you can still get good deals.
The underwear fashioned into a rose, very popular with the last-minute shopping crowd. You shouldn't have. Really, you shouldn't have.
Well, you know what? Combs are really good, too, you know, at the 7-Eleven as you go by, you know.
Bottle of aspirin.
Hey, you know what? Because you're going to, well, that really is for you, because if you give them a comb for Christmas, that bottle of aspirin is for your pain that you're going to have. Here it is, Giving Tuesday. You know what? I'm not sure, but... if he figured it out on this and how he does this. But Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane, Chief Executive Officer, is here with us and on Giving Tuesday.
That's
what
right.
A coincidence that is.
Yeah, no coincidence at all. Happy Giving Tuesday.
This is the last, you're here the last Tuesday of every month and
That's
have
right.
been for what, 4 years? 3 years?
Yeah, for me, yeah, going on 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah, February will be 5 years at Haven.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, can you believe that?
No. No, frankly, I can't, which is another problem I have, because you know, time like that, I'll be talking to Linda about something. She says, well, when did that happen? I said, like, a couple of years ago, maybe four. And she'll say, well, let's think about that. And it turns out it was in the last century things I'm talking about, you know.
So
it's even worse. It's further back. It's not like 99. It's like back further in the century when I was a child.
That's really bad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who'd you bring with you?
I brought April Lummis with me. She's our director of development. She was here last month as well.
She was. We're gonna have to turn her up a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you go. You have a soft voice. You're gonna have to speak up in this group here.
You got it.
All right. Okay. Good. She just dropped it. She's ready.
Probably don't want to open that door.
Nope. Okay. April Lummis, director of development. Okay. All right. Here it is. This is a big day.
Yeah, it is a big day. I'm going to let April talk about Giving Tuesday.
Awesome. Yeah, no, we're very excited. It started at 6 a.m. this morning. We already have some really amazing donations coming in from some amazing donors and sponsors, and we are incredibly appreciative. A lot of people ask me where do my dollars go, and I wanted to talk a little bit about where they can go to. You know, you can donate to the Missy Lee Memorial Fund. It helps homeless and injured animals, sick animals, receive the critical care that they need. You can donate to, of course, our kitten nursery. It'll help, save kittens' lives. We are in the process of breaking ground on it. You know, your contribution will definitely help that cause. And, of course, the obvious, donating will help, save animals' lives and get us closer to our goal of becoming a no-kill by 2021.
Good, because that no kill is possible. I mean, you're already there with the dogs.
Yeah, we have been for over a year. Yeah,
over a year.
And with the new kitten nursery, it'll really help out with the cats, and we're getting a lot of other programs for it. I mean, we're close overall anyway. We're at about 84% live release rate on cats and dogs combined, and we're shooting for 90%. So we're getting closer every single day because of this amazing community.
It is an amazing community. And you know what? We need to go out there when you find feral cats, is catch them and bring them in. Have them fixed and bring them back out and drop them off in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, you can take them to our clinic. It's only $45, and they get tested, they get rabies vaccinated, and they get spayed and neutered.
$45?
Yeah.
That's down from...
Mm-hmm. They have to be in a trap, and they have to be truly feral, so they can't be friendly cats.
How do you know if they don't have a... How do you know it's a feral cat? I mean, if it doesn't have a collar and you see it and it gets in the trap,
because
how do you know?
If we can pick it up and hug on it, it's not a feral cat.
If it doesn't try to bite you. That's a pretty good indicator.
Got it. Okay. So if it's a feral cat, if it comes out and wants to sit in your lap, you're thinking, no,
it's not a feral cat.
The bots brought in another cat to fix.
That's
the other thing too, is can you tell, you can, if it's a female, can you tell if it's fixed?
Usually they can. It just depends. With feral cats, whenever a feral cat is fixed, we tip the ears.
Yeah.
So they can tell for that.
Yeah.
But with females, both dogs and cats, sometimes you can find a spay scar and you can see that they're spayed.
Okay.
And if not, then they would try and spay.
Okay.
And figure it out afterwards. But most of the time they can find a spay scar.
All right. Okay. So that's where some of the money goes. $45. You know what? Really, that's not bad. I mean, because, if it's, $75, $80, a lot of times people go, I'm not going to know if I'm going to pick up a feral cat and have it fixed. But, $45, I mean, yeah, it's still $45, but that's pretty good.
We lose money on every one of those.
Well, that's what I figured. You've got to click something out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so could you donate and say, hey, look, I want to donate this much, but I want to put it in your spay-neuter fund. Can you do that?
They can. We would prefer that they put it in Misty Lee for medical expenses for the homeless animals, or
because it can be taken from
For the kitten nursery, and earmark it for that, or they can put it in the general fund, and we'll just use it for all the animals
which is a good
all
thing
the operations.
To do.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good thing to do.
We just want people to donate because today is a really important day because today their donor dollar goes farther than any other day of the year because of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and that's really, really important. So if they donate today, then we get a bigger part of the pot that comes out of that fund as well. And so that helps out immensely.
And there's bonuses that are paid for...
There are. There's random bonuses every hour.
Random bonuses every hour. Different charities can actually win $500. So, the more you donate to us, the more opportunities we have for extra money, which is...
I have several of these that we support. Of course, you all are right there at the top of the list, along with Project Healing Waters, which is for veterans, for disabled veterans. So it's easy to do. You go to North State gives.org, mm-hmm. and we put this, we put a hyperlink on our chat room for it, and just go in there and donate $10 to $100,000. So if you want to come in with that $50,000 one for Haven Humane and the other $50,000 for Project Healing Waters, okay with that.
That would be great.
We're okay with that.
And I hear that the system, like it has been every year, is a little bit slow in the morning because it's overwhelmed. So
it's overwhelmed.
Just be patient with it or try back in another hour. This goes on until, what time does it go until?
8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock tonight. Okay, so if you can't get in early this morning, give yourself some time. Just pop in. You can come in on your phone. You can come in on your iPad. You can come in on anything that you can connect to.
And, you know, we'd love people to come in and donate in person. Take a look at the facility.
Oh, can you do that, too?
Yeah, you can come in and donate at Haven personally, absolutely. Because then we'll go ahead and do the donation towards it. And they actually opened it on the 14th of November this year, which was different than before. And people could basically preload it to be donated today, so we had quite a few people that did that.
Didn't know that. And
I think that they did that to help alleviate some of the issues with the early morning slowdown, which is great.
That makes sense.
The Shasta Regional Community Foundation has done an amazing job with this North State Gives, and we want to thank them big time because they really have helped out all of the nonprofits in the area. And
it's like the third year, right?
This is the third year for
them? That's what I was thinking. I think it is the third year.
I think it's because I remember the first year, and then, you know, and so this is the third year. So, see, I can still remember things within the last 3 or 4 years, if it's beyond that. Hey, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty started this business about 10 years ago and is now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Whether it's concealed carry, advanced pistol, defensive pistol, tactical rifle, any of those classes that you're interested in, hunter safety, any of them, private classes, team building for your business, call Ted Lighty at Northern Firearms Instruction at 530-999-1822 or check out their website, usgunpro.com. Look at the reviews. See what people say about the classes that they are taught there. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Real winners, real people. Play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel prizes, or a brand new Chevy Colorado. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Chevy Colorado. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. The truck you always wanted, designed to take on every day. Let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win a brand new Chevy Colorado from Lithia Chevrolet of Reading. Final drawing Thursday, November 30th. November to Remember Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. I hope everybody's having a great day. It's a beautiful day out there. It's going to be sunny. It's going to go up to 60 degrees. It's going to go down to 42 today. Right now it's around 40 degrees. Maybe it is around 42 right now. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for in-home quality, compassionate care, call Home Helpers, whether it's short-term or long-term. Home Helpers, 226-8350. I can't say enough about Sharon Clark and the people at Home Helpers. Speaking of other great people, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Hayden Humane, and April Loomis, who is the development director. We're talking about Giving Tuesday. As everybody knows, Giving Tuesday, if you head out to the website of northstategives.org and hit donate now, you'll see all the different organizations that you can donate to. Of course, Haven Humane, who has been working extremely hard to become a no-kill shelter, and in fact has become a no-kill shelter for dogs, and is approaching it for kittens or for cats, is something I really hope that you take a look at and think about giving money to and donating to, because the money goes further today. April's telling us some of the other places that money goes.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about, you can donate directly to Misty Lee Memorial Fund. It helps homeless and injured animals receive the critical medical care that they need. And obviously our kitten nursery, we can save so many more kittens. We've, broken ground on that, and we're really hoping for some donations towards that. And, we've made it really easy to donate. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go directly to our website, havenhumane.org. Or you can go directly to northstategives.com/havenhumane.
Okay.
And we're also really encouraging people to send in their unselfie photos. If you go to our Facebook page, write down a couple of words about why you support Haven Humane. Send in your picture with your unselfie and your adorable adopted pet. Your unselfie. Instead of your selfie, it's your unselfie, your unselfish photo.
Okay, you know how a man takes a selfie, right?
Enlighten
me. You hold it in your hand.
He doesn't.
You hold it in your hand. You put it lower and lower and lower to it's resting on the table,
mm-hmm.
And then you walk away because you don't take selfies.
Exactly.
You
know.
Okay. All right. So, obviously, Haven Humane takes care of the times I've been there. The one time I went in there that you all had rescued. Gosh, I don't know how many Pomeranians. I think they were Pomeranians. There must have been 15 of them in there from a very unhealthy atmosphere, and they were all being spayed. Mm-hmm. And watching your veterinarian go for it, that was doing the spaying, and it was just almost, you could sit there and watch it for an hour because how fast it was, how those dogs were taken care of, how they were looked after they had been spayed. But that takes time and it takes money to do that, for everybody to work as a team like that. So
absolutely.
Okay. What are you checking out your totals here today, Mark?
I am. I'm checking the North State Gives. It seems like it's working just fine.
Okay.
We've had 54 unique donors already, and we're almost to $4,000 donated, which is fantastic. But as a community, looks like it's at $375,880 so far from 2,084 donations to 124 organizations. That's pretty amazing. So
wow.
Let's keep that up.
$300,000.
Yeah, almost. We're just about at $400,000
wow.
already.
And it's still early.
Yeah, it's still early. And every little bit helps. So, $10 is the minimum donation is what they set it at. And so every $10 helps every organization.
Of course it
so.
Does. Of course it does.
And I always encourage people to give local. So that's why this is such a great thing. If you
it
give
is,
to a national organization,
I don't,
there's no guarantee. guarantee it's going to get down to the local level.
I never tell people. People ask, well, which of the veterans organizations should I give to it? I always tell them a local one. Because,
yeah,
you know, because I can see, I know the people that run it, and I know what they do with mm-hmm. the money. I mean, this doesn't go other places. They have scholarships for local kids. They buy cars for the VA or vans for the VA. They help people from around here. I mean, it's silly to give, in my opinion, it's silly to give to a national organization when you can just give to locals.
Yeah, that's one of the questions I get often when I'm out and about is, you know, I do a pre-check and try to get as much information, you know, prior to walking in and talking to a possible donor or sponsor. And, you know, I know that they've never given us money before and or supported us. And one of the things they say is, you know, I already give to you. And I say, no, you don't. And they go, yeah, I already give to you. I give to you every month. You're the place that's always on TV.
Wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
Yeah. And that's, in fact, that is a completely different type of organization I would never give money to.
They, you know, I get that question all the time, and I've had it for years and years. But, yeah, and I like to remind people when we're on the radio every month that, you know, we are not affiliated with Humane Society of the United States or the ASPCA. They both do a great job at what they're there for, but mainly they're lobbying agencies, which do a lot of great stuff with the laws and helping out. Also with disasters, they will help out some with disasters. However, they do not filter any money down to local organizations.
No, they don't, and it goes to, like you said, lobbying,
right.
And their overhead. I mean, there's no money comes down to rescue a dog.
They do a good job. I'm not going to say anything negative about either organization because I think they both do a great job for what they're there for. However, they do not filter the money down to local organizations. So, and that can be said for most of the big national organizations. So please give locally. Give to the organizations that are here helping our community.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, I'm very strong on that. And,
yeah,
and if you're not sure which one to go to or give to, I mean, just take a look at that list. Think about Haven Humane and what they're doing and what they're accomplishing.
Yeah.
And, of course, you'd be able to, you know what, there's a number of good organizations in there.
There's all 124 of those organizations.
That's
are
right.
Good. They're all giving to the community. And I would also encourage you, especially if you're interested in what we do at Haven, contact me. I will give you a personal tour of Haven. You know, I think that transparency is really important, and I love giving tours of Haven and showing people exactly what we do because I don't think anybody – I've never given a tour where somebody didn't go, holy cow, I had no idea you guys did so much. So if you want a personal tour, then you can email me. You can find my email address. I believe it's on our website, but if not, it's mstory@havenhumane.org. It's mstorrey at havenhumane.org. You can email me, and I would love to give you a tour. But I also encourage you, if you're going to donate locally and you have a question about an organization, contact them and see if you can get more information about them. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, if there's some of them, I look at it and I go, really? I mean, I mean, not that they're not probably doing great things, but I'm just
right.
Was just surprised how they got into the Northern California area. Okay, Stuff the Bus.
Yeah, Stuff the Bus is great. We love doing Stuff the Bus. So we do Stuff the Bus twice a year. We do both Stuff the Bus. The one in the springtime is food drive, but the one now in the holiday season is a toy drive for the families and the kids that otherwise wouldn't have toys. So this is a win-win for us. We get to be a bigger part of the community. We get to really affect some local kids. And at the same time, we incentivize it so that we can get some animals into forever homes during the holidays. So bring an unwrapped toy, a new unwrapped toy in, and there will be a minimum of a $35 discount off on any of our adoptions, or I should say cats and dogs. It's going to be minimum of $35 off, but we will be doing some specials throughout the rest of the year. Stuff the Bus itself will be December 8th is when the bus is going to be out with KRCR, and that will be at Crown Motors. We will be doing a live remote. We will actually have two dogs out there. Yeah, they'll be doing a live remote out there, KRCR. So we go out there and we get interviewed as well. And you can drop toys off that day. They'll have the bus out there. I don't know what the times on that are. I think it's all day, though, out there at Crown Motors. We will be there from 1 to 3. Haven will be, or thereabouts. But it's a great program. Salvation Army does a great job of finding out what families need the toys and do that. We have talked to Salvation Army, to Captain Tim out there, and we will be collecting toys all the way through the end of the year. And if it goes past where they already
send them out, then they'll just have some toys ready to go for next year already. So we want to continue this so that we can incentivize our adoptions, get some more toys for some kids, and get some more animals in forever homes. So we love Stuff the Bus. It's a great day.
We did a for the Toys for Tots, because you have Toys for Tots, you have Stuff the Bus, you have all these different things. When I was stationed in New Mexico, and out of Hollywood, they would donate all these toys, and they would fly them in on Western Airlines. If you remember Western Airlines, mm-hmm. from
predecessor to PSA,
yeah, and came in. They would bring in, I mean, literally a plane load of toys, and we would take them. The Marines would, and take them up to the reservation, and hand them out there for Christmas. I mean, thousands of toys, and I mean, we'd fill up three or four U-Hauls, taking them up there to the res. It's a great thing to watch this, and if you all, you know, it's on the 8th, head on down to Crown Motors, which are just great people anyway. Mm-hmm. Stop by, bring an unwrapped toy, and come in and get your discount. If, you know, if you're going to adopt a dog or a kitten or a kitty or a cat, mm-hmm. or snake, an alpaca, any of the things they've got down there, chickens, you can do that. You have all those animals, right?
Oh, I don't think we have any snakes right now, and we don't have any alpacas.
No.
I don't remember ever seeing an alpaca come in since I've been there.
Really?
Maybe, no, one time we did have two alpacas come in, but they went back home pretty quick.
Oh, they went home again. Yeah. Okay. All right, Stuff the Bus, December 8th, just head on down to Crown Motors.
I remember some years ago they had a whole pile of parrots from the home. That was quite an event.
I remember that, yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by, hey, guess what? How appropriate is this? Four Winds Jewelry. Christmas is coming. Does Dan know that at 2225 Hilltop Drive, he can get a super, super deal on jewelry there? It's one of the, like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch, repair, it does it all. They can design, build, get gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry. Honest, straightforward. We'll tell you, we'll show you just great selections of whether it's estate jewelry or if it's stuff they've made or just other things that they've acquired over the years here. Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is where I buy jewelry at, is there. Great place. Okay, we'll be right back with Haven Humane. You love me.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Brian Martin, General Manager at River Commons Senior Living, formerly known as River Oaks Retirement Community. A new name, but the same caring staff, engaged residents, and beautiful community with a new family-run ownership. The goal of the new owners is to carry on the philosophy of always doing the right thing and creating an engaged and caring environment for both the residents and the staff, while preserving the distinguished designation of Best Retirement Community in the North State 7 years in a row. River Commons is a warm, relaxed, carefree environment where the freedoms from daily chores allows you the opportunity to enjoy companionship and time for the things you enjoy the most. Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Line is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, Ground Zero. We play this because CEO Story likes this. Maybe you know.
I only come from the bumper music.
I know.
It's usually Bob and the bumper music.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of people listen in between. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives just outstanding haircuts. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 36 degrees going up to 60 today. It's going to be a nice day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Of course, always. And today is Giving Tuesday. If you go to the website northstategives.org and hit on Donate Now, it'll give a whole list of different organizations you can give to. It's over $300,000 has already been given today, and it started at 6, I think, this morning. But we're here with Haven Humane, and they, too, are on that list of great organizations to donate to, along with Project Healing Waters and Nick Dahl Memorial Fund to help homeless veterans. And, of course, Frontier Senior Center, because if I don't mention that, Trish will beat me. So, now, the second Tuesday club lunch.
Yes, Jersey Mike's.
You know what? Jersey Mike's is another great place that supports this community.
It does.
Bev Mills and her family and her son, I didn't realize, was a policeman here on the force.
Yeah, Bev is great, and Jersey Mike's is fantastic, and their food is great. And so this is closer to shopping, because I've had the same thought you did when he said shopping this week for Christmas. December 12th is going to be our second Tuesday, and that's going to be a lunch, not a dinner. So when you're out shopping for Christmas, if you're doing it on the 12th, which is still a week too early, but if you're doing it on the 12th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., if you stop in and get lunch at Jersey Mike's, which is a great lunch, then a portion of the proceeds go to Haven, supporting our animals and helping us get to that no-kill in North State with no more homeless pets.
People don't realize that on the 23rd of December, they put out new stuff. I mean, they put out a lot of new stuff at these stores just to get that last group of men in. So
I think you're making that up.
Never. It's the radio. It's got to be true.
Right, okay.
67.2% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Really? I thought it was 88.4. Anyway.
They got that from the internet. So you know it's true.
Okay, so it's cold out there.
It's cold. Yeah, it's getting cold, which means it's time to shelter your pets. Just like when it's hot, you need to shelter your pets. So make sure that you've got a nice warm place for them to get out of the weather, get out of the elements, especially if we had that downpour on Sunday. I mean, it was pretty miserable. So make sure that they've got some kind of shelter. Make sure that it's not facing the direction of the wind. Otherwise, it's going to be bad. And make sure they've got a dry area so they can stay warm. So if it's cold for you, it's going to be cold for them. Yes, they have fur, but it's still going to be cold for them. So make sure they've got something that they can get there. So anything with any insulation, a blanket, you can throw some straw in there, you know, like a dog igloo, something like that, is great. Same thing for cats. Make sure they've got some, too. They don't like the weather any more than we do. But make sure they've got that, and still make sure they've got some fresh water, because no matter how cold it is, they can still dehydrate. So make sure they've got water.
If you have shelter for your dog, too, outside, and there's nothing wrong with having outside dogs like that, but just make sure it's not too big, too. I mean, if they're in there and they try to warm up an enclosure that's too big for them, that's not going to work. I've been watching these stories about the Alaskans, you know, the sled dogs, who by not all Malamutes anymore are Huskies. They're rarely, because they've started breeding them, and their fur isn't as thick. They're in smaller, much smaller houses than you think they would be, because they can get in there during the winter and curl up. And, you know, and they throw straw in there in the bedding.
Yeah, straw's a great insulator.
Yeah, so it works for them like that.
Yeah, I mean,
so
we don't have the, you know, temperatures, so it's not quite as big a deal. I would much rather have somebody have too big a shelter,
shelter at all. You're right.
So here, really, it's just important to get them out of the elements.
Horses. Your horses. If you have a horse. If you feed the horse,
it can
pretty much. They have shelter, but they can pretty much, because eating will keep their heat up.
It will, but they need some kind of shelter, too. It could be just trees that are covering it, which gives them enough to get out from underneath the rain. But it's nice to have an overhang or something that they can. They have those half shed things. That's what we have out at Haven in our pastures.
So they can get out of it.
Yeah, so they can get out of the elements when they want to. I mean, a lot of times the horses are just going to stay in it. But
and April said that she will take in litters of cats that you find on rainy days.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I may have to come stay with you, because Daniel will boot me. But
April said it, but Daniel said no.
Okay. You know, we have, as you know, a Dr. Kara Tennant, who comes in and stands in every so often. She was talking about your spay and neuter routine over there. She goes, goodness, you know.
Yeah.
And she talked to us about this next subject, but I think it needs to be repeated several times, is your animals and dogs and cats during the holiday season having access to food that can kill them and make them sick.
Yeah, holiday food is really rich, as we all know. That's why we all love it, and we all know that we're going to gain a little bit of weight during the holiday season. But it's really rich for us. It's really, really rich for the animals. So it's important that you don't let them get that food. Don't be giving them table scraps, especially this time of year, because that food can make them very sick. It can kill them, depending. Definitely don't give them any bones, turkey bones, anything like that. That's really a bad deal. So the best thing to do whenever you have a big family gathering and stuff over is when you eat, go ahead and put the dogs in another room or put them up so that they can't get that food, and cats as well. So they can't get to that food, and there's no reason that your little nephew is sneaking goodies underneath the table that you don't know about, or niece, just depends. And it's safer for them. And then make sure you bag up all the trash and put it into a receptacle that they can't get into, because they're going to try to, because it's going to smell really good and they're going to want to get some. But it's just not worth it. And, you know, your fur babies don't need to get into that kind of stuff.
I was invited over to Thanksgiving at somebody's house several years ago. Maybe it's a couple of decades at this point. And as we were eating, we heard this kind of a crunching sound. And it was like, what about that? And the lady of the house goes, oh, no. Their dog, she had put the turkey back on the far end of the counter, and the dog had gotten up on its hind leg, big dog, and somehow had stretched its head all the way over its neck and body, and hanging there, it was eating that turkey as fast as it could.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, they'll do it.
The carcass, everything.
So before she and those bones can get lodged, and they can cut. They can do a lot of damage.
There's also different types of food that you're cooking with, like garlic and, I think, onions that can really hurt animals. Uncooked nuts that they'll just eat. And literally cause kidney failure.
Yeah. People food is not good for animals.
So be careful out there. And people that leave food out, too, you know, like candy. You know, like you're having a party or something like that, and there's candy out there. You know, chocolate and this. You know, some dogs just love that.
Yep, it's not good for them.
Okay.
So definitely be mindful of that, especially during the holiday season when we've got a lot more food out.
You know, other things too is, you know, the things you have, you know, underneath the tree that a cat will knock it off. A dog will eat it, could eat it, whatever it is, you know, in the packages because they don't know any better, just because, you know, dogs don't think down the road a lot. So all these types of things is you just really be watchful for your animals during this time frame. Elk Killer, of course, doesn't do that because...
She's got a five-year plan?
She's got a five-year plan. That's right.
Okay. That's
and she's putting money in the 401 all the time.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Yes. No, they don't think beyond the next second. And they are very curious. My Labrador, otherwise known as a Labradork, gets into all kinds of trouble. So we are very careful. And we are actually bringing a puppy home next week. And yes, I said I wouldn't get another
so
dog.
Cute.
But
wait a minute, I thought you were at your limit.
We lost our pit bull about a month ago,
oh,
so to cancer. So we're getting another brindle pit bull that came in that was found in a box by herself by In-N-Out Burger, and so she's going to be 8 weeks old on Monday. One of our amazing staff members has been fostering her, and so she'll get her second set of vaccinations, and I'll be bringing her home on Monday. So, yeah, my life is going to change a lot. We haven't had a puppy in a long time. Tina's not super excited about the whole puppy part, but we are excited to have a puppy. My Labrador needs a big dog to play with because all of our little ones don't play with her, and she's been sulking around since we lost Nikita, so... And I have too, a little bit. So it'll be good to have her, and it's gonna be fun.
Now
here's
a man who puts his house where his mouth is.
Yeah.
Here. He says, you know what? I'm bringing home one. It's only six. But the other four are small.
The other four are small. Yeah, and we're more big dog people. But you know, it's funny because we've been going around the house, and it's something you have to think about, especially in the holidays. You know, puppy proofing everything and making sure that there's nothing that she can get into. And Tina was talking about, well, I'm going to set up the tree because our daughter's going to come home in early January. And I'm like, okay, but don't forget, we're going to have a puppy. She's like, oh, it'll be okay. I'm like, okay, don't forget, we're going to have a puppy. So, you know, those are things that you have to think about, whether your dog is a puppy or whether it's an 8-year-old Labrador like mine that, you know, she'll get into whatever she can find. So
I'm sitting over somebody's house maybe a couple of decades ago in their Christmas tree. And the tree is... I can swear it's moving. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, the tree's not moving. And then because you see it out of the corner of your eye, and I look over there. And then we're talking, and the tree's moving again. And I look over there, and all I see is halfway up the tree is this little cat face looking out that was climbing up the tree, and the tree was shaking. So
when we had
gotta watch it.
We had one that did that every year.
Yeah, climbed the tree.
He would constantly get into the tree. Yeah, it was funny cat.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, of course, and April Loomis, his development director. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner started up in Mount Shasta, several decades ago, and is now national. It's opened up its 105th store. In the last month, 105 stores. Black Bear Diner, still headquartered right here out of Reading. Great people over there that support our community in a lot of different ways. You know, and one of the ways is that the great food it serves, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Head on down to the one on Cypress and Hilltop and feed your inner bear. Black Bear Diner. We'll be right back.
December brings us together with traditions. Come join me, Linda Bott, with my jazz ensemble featuring Bruce Kalin on bass and Bernie Baker on guitar in the beautiful setting of View 202 this Sunday evening from 5:30 to 8.
Catch Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble this Sunday, December 3rd at View 202 on Hempstead Drive in Reading, overlooking the river.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. Just a small town car, little Mini Cooper with training wheels. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Nothing better to have than a heating system that works. And if you're having problems with yours at all, call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. They're going to come over, going to treat you like family. It's a veteran-owned business. He does just exceptional work. He and his people, Martin and his people and Pam, do exceptional work. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Any type of heating or cooling systems. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and April Loomis, his developmental director. And we're talking about what's going on this month and next year. We have volunteer orientation to talk about, adoptions, and Facebook.
Yeah, all three of these are, two of these are pretty quick. Volunteer orientation, we can't do without our volunteers. We absolutely adore our volunteers. They're fantastic. They save lives every single day. And so if you want to join our team, you want to come out and volunteer a couple hours a month and help out, there's all kinds of opportunities from walking dogs, socializing cats, helping out in the clinic, helping out with licensing. There's all kinds of stuff you can do, help out in development.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of opportunities for volunteering. Our next orientation will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock. That'll be in the classroom at Haven, which is Building B, which is the first building when you come into the parking lot. And then the next one will be December 29th, which will be a Friday at 5:15, again, in Haven's classroom. So we do them twice a month, on a Saturday and on a Friday evening. Please, come on out. Just come to the orientation. It'll be with Wendell, our volunteer coordinator. He'll tell you what's going on, how you can help, how you can get involved. And get involved. We're the lime green shirts that we've got for our volunteers. It's become my favorite color, and I can never, ever thank the volunteers enough for all the work that they do for us. Adoption promotions, we kind of mentioned. Bring an unwrapped toy in. It helps with the stuff the bus, helps our community. And we're going to have promotions going on throughout the month and throughout the rest of this year. And all of those toys will go towards the Salvation Armies and the stuff the bus to help out the community. And then as a minimum, it'll be $35 off the adoption fee for a cat and a dog. And we'll have better promotions as we go forward. But don't wait for them, because that dog or cat may be the perfect one for your family. Maybe they're now. So come on.
You know, how often do you get dogs every day, puppies every day?
Every day we get new animals.
Every dog, every day. So if you don't see something one day, you come back two or three
Absolutely.
Days later,
yes.
You know, you may find that perfect animal for you.
If you're looking for something specifically, then you need to come talk to our adoption counselors and get on a waiting list, so that if something comes in, we're going to call you before we even put it up for adoption.
Okay, so if you say you're looking for a Sheltie,
mm-hmm. Then yep. you're going to come in, you're going to say, hey, I'd like a Sheltie, and I would like a Sheltie that's, you know, I'm okay with age, maybe, you know, 0 to 3 years old is fine, male, female, don't really care. You're going to tell that information to our adoption staff. They're going to put that on a waiting list, and if we have a Sheltie come in that matches that, they're going to call you. When it gets close to the holding period being over and it looks like we're not going to have an owner come in, they're going to call you and say, hey, we've got a Sheltie that matches what you're looking for. Can you come on in? And you're going to come in and take a look at them, and if that's the animal that's going to be right for your family, then we do all the adoption paperwork there, and as soon as it's off its hold period, it goes right to you. It never even hits the adoption center.
Okay, cool. So then you can say, this is what I'm looking for, and then, you know, and then you'll get a call. Now, do you get many purebreds in?
We
probably more than people think.
We get a lot more purebreds than people think, but we never call it a purebred
because
we're not going to DNA test it, so we're not sure about that. Uh-huh. So as far as we're concerned, every animal we get is a purebred Shasta County Mutt, which is the best breed. So, but we do get a lot of animals come in, dogs, cats, you know, other animals come in.
I saw two labs you had down there, brothers, one day. And they were just like, I mean, they were obviously labs, but somebody had, he was too old to take care of them. I think that was what it was.
Yeah, and we get a lot that are just abandoned. It never makes sense. It never will make sense. I don't. Yeah.
Don't even try to figure it out.
I stopped trying to do that a long time ago.
Okay,
so,
and then Facebook.
Facebook, always like us on Facebook. We've got
an amazing 12,000 followers.
Yeah, we've got an amazing community, and our Facebook followers have really helped save lives. Just their networking. So they found animals that have been lost, and they found the owners because, oh, I know who that belongs to, and they let them know. And they also help us network the animals that are up for adoption. They've also been big in our fundraising efforts and everything else. So our Facebook family is great. Our whole team has grown over the last few years and continues to grow, and we hope that we bring in new members to our team every single day. So, because we can't do this alone. We can only do it with the community, and that's what it's about.
And you all are doing a great job.
Well, thank
you. I mean, it's a job that is never ending, unfortunately. Maybe someday it will. And if you know, if everybody did what they were supposed to do, you'd be out of a job.
Which would be great
yeah. for everybody.
Only job I've ever had, but I'd love to work myself out of.
Sure. Yeah. I've done things like that where if you do everything right, then at the end you can hand it to somebody and you can walk away also. And you have done so many new things down there, Mark, you and your team. And so we go back to Giving Tuesday again. This is, of course, Giving Tuesday. It's a chance to donate funds to you to charities here in the North State. You go to northstategives.org, and then hit donate now, and it'll give a whole list of organizations that you can donate to. Of course, Haven Humane is one of them, as we've said before. Another one, Project Healing Waters, that helps disabled veterans interact. And teach, you know, they go out fishing and fly fishing. Frontier Senior Center, of course, Trisha's favorite charity. Nick Dahl Memorial Fund to help find homes and housing for homeless vets. And there's so many others out there, Turtle Bay, of course, and many others. But Haven Humane has got to be up there on the top of a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, there's 124 organizations in there. A couple other things I want to say. I did get a text. We do have some pot-bellied pigs. We have two pot-bellied pigs that unfortunately were found strays that need homes. They've been with us for a while.
Were they just wandering down the street?
Well, there were four or five of them, I think, and we adopted out a couple of them already. So, we have two of them, still that are looking for homes. Pigs are really, really smart. They're smarter than our dogs, as much as we don't think they are. They're extremely intelligent. We do have two of them there, so come look at those guys. And also,
you can take them quail hunting.
One thing that I was reminded about is when we lose our pets, the easiest thing you can do, and it's very inexpensive compared to just the fees to get an animal out of the shelter, is microchip your animals. So make sure you get your animals microchipped. It's about $30 at Haven. You can do it for $30. And that's for a lifetime registration for the microchip. So as long as you keep it up to date, it should travel with the animal. It's not going to, like, expire. So for $30, you've got that peace of mind that your animal's got that.
Now,
and, of course, licensing your dogs.
Have you used that? I mean, have you been able to get dogs back to their owners a lot?
Oh, yeah. Well, the problem is probably less than 10% of the animals that come through the shelter are microchipped. But the ones that are microchipped, we've probably got a very high 75% or higher rate of being able to return them to the animals. The only time when we aren't is if they didn't update it, or they Well, that's the only time, is if they didn't update the information. And sometimes they don't update the information. But we've had cases where we've had an animal that has been lost for 2 years come in with a microchip, and the family's like, oh, my gosh, I thought that dog was gone. And they come in and grab the dog. And, you know, those are the reunions that are just amazing. So, you know, and it took 2 years, but because of that microchip, that animal was reunited with their owners. You know, because without it, they certainly wouldn't have been, because they wouldn't have been looking for them 2 years later.
Yeah.
You know, but it's inexpensive, and it's a great way to do that. So one more plug, NorthStateGives.org. Please donate today. $10 goes a long way for us. Donate locally, and thank you for all the support from this amazing community.
Well, you know, the community is amazing in like a million different ways. We talk about, you know, our problems, and then as we were talking about Monday, because we've been traveling a lot, you know, in the last 4 or 5 months, and the problems that we have here with, you know, the homeless, transients, drugs. I mean, this is, we don't have, it's not just us. Other communities have this problem, and worse than we do. They're numbering into the hundreds and thousands of things of people, or thousands of people that are on the streets. And when you think about it, here's, you know, Seattle, one of the richest, probably one of the richest places, wealthiest mm-hmm. places in America, and the number of homeless they have, I mean, numbers in the thousands.
Yeah, there. They have city block long camps.
Yeah. Yeah. And they try to move them out. I mean, it's just a mess. So when you think about that, oh, things are terrible. Well, things aren't terrible. There are places like Haven Humane and these others that we've been talking about for Giving Tuesday that does a lot of great work, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I think that this community, I think we see a lot of this, and hopefully we'll see more of it, is, you know, be a part of the solution. Don't complain about it. Get involved. And together we can make a change.
All right. Now, just remember that Rant Thursday is coming up quickly. That rant that you want to share with the world starts at 7:30 Thursday morning, and we'll go for a half an hour. I'm not going to cut you off or anything. You get 2 minutes to rant. That'll be Thursday morning at 7:30. Have a great day, everybody. Give. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. American consumers are feeling confidence as the holiday season approaches.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index hit 129.5 this month, up from 126.2 in October, and the highest since November 2000. Economists closely monitor the report because consumer spending accounts for 70% of U.S. economic output. The U.S. economy expanded at a healthy 3% annual pace from July through September, while unemployment has dropped to a 17-year low.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the business